Earth, sky.
What we expect to see is that there'll be a greater variety and mix within the energy system in the future than we've seen in the past.
You're listening to Martin Haig of Shell. With a background in mathematics and economics, Haig helped lay the foundation for Shell's energy scenarios to 2050. In other words, Haig's job in recent years has been to look for possible alternate futures for global energy as the 21st century progresses.
In the past, it's been quite dominated, since industrial times at least, by fossil energy. And we expect that not to go away completely for a very long time, but we expect a greater mix.
Haig said the US, for example, has many energy options.
And we also find that some countries will probably have bigger advantages than others. But in a more crowded part of the world like Europe, we might have to look at playing to our strengths, where we use the sun in the Mediterranean and we use the sea off the coast of Britain, for example. We don't expect things to be done entirely locally. Some of the more ambitious plans even have us importing things like equatorial sunshine via long-distance transmission wires to the north of Europe from North Africa.
Haig added that because world energy demand is so massive, the global energy system can't change quickly. That's why choices made today are vitally important for the world's energy future. EarthSky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.